It better be a big cheese stick. That's all I can say.
Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. Today is Thursday, September 4th, 2025, and I'm glad you are tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, I have a lot of always in my list there. Jamie Yost, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Yay!
I can hear you great. I can hear you because you're right across from me, but
can you hear me now?
I think everybody else can hear it. Yeah, what commercial was that from?
Can you hear me now?
I know it's like pop culture no more.
Drawing a blank on that one.
Pretty sure that's Verizon.
Was it?
Or maybe it was Sprint.
Some sort of cell phone.
I think he jumped ship. He went to a different one. But I think it's Verizon.
Right, Verizon.
Yeah. How's your week been?
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting.
Temperature changing.
Yeah, after I get the AC fixed, it cools down. Go figure.
Speaking of which, we got ours replaced yesterday, actually.
Sweet.
Because it was about to go out. It was kind of limping along, but not too bad. It was, I think it was like 4,600 for everything. So not bad.
Right.
I'm gonna promote him. He's a friend of mine.
He's
but
bought
his craft.
Bought a car then, basically.
Huh? Yeah. But we'll be set for next summer. All right. Well, let's get into some news today.
Ding.
We have a decent amount. Well, yeah, a decent amount.
News to me.
We'll start in Ohio news. It looks like a new state law, House Bill 331, will force dozens of small local villages to hold a voter referendum on whether to dissolve their own governments. Villages will face this dissolution vote if they fail a new state audit by either not providing at least 5 of 10 specified services, like police, fire, water, etc., or by failing to have at least one candidate run for every open elected office over the preceding decade. Dayton Daily News also did an investigation and found that candidate requirement has already been failed by at least 27 villages in southwest Ohio, including Clifton, Covington, and West Milton, guaranteeing they will face this vote after the 2030 census. While this bill sponsor says the law ensures accountability, local officials are devastated, calling the retroactive candidate rule horribly unfair and fearing the loss of their community's history and local control. It's interesting.
Right. So can you have a candidate listed as et cetera? just it'd be on the ballot, though.
Yeah, it's like a write-ins. You know?
Right.
That's interesting. I don't know how that's... I mean, I don't think it's been passed or anything. Or it does say a new state law, so I don't know. I don't know what villages necessarily they all are, but... Or what's... A village.
Right.
When does it become a
just
city?
Just ask the people.
Yeah.
The village people. Yeah.
there we go. In light of the Minnesota school shooting, while the number of Ohio schools allowing staff to carry guns is increasing, they remain a small minority of all schools in the state. As of August, 97 schools have registered with the state to arm staff, which is, that's a lot. I mean, I don't know how many schools are in the state, but...
Right.
A significant increase from 22 in early 2023, and under a 2022 law that allows school employees to be armed after 24 hours of training. However, some districts like Fairborn only authorize specific security personnel to be armed, while others like Mad River and Bellbrook have created trained response teams of volunteer staff who have access to secured firearms in an emergency. Locally, a handful of districts in Montgomery and Greene counties have opted in, while no schools in Clark or Miami counties are registered to have armed staff.
So if you have no arms, can you commit armed robbery?
No, they have to reclassify it. Okay. As a no arm
robbery. No arm robbery?
Called a
hands
leg.
Down.
Legged armory. Legged robbery. Lastly, in Ohio, looks like Chick-fil-A is planning to open 25 to 30 new Ohio restaurants by the end of 2027.
I like Chick-fil-A.
Eat more chicken. Right. I like burgers, though.
Yeah, I do, too. But
and it goes against their whole marketing
it's
scheme.
It's their waffle fries that are amazing.
They are pretty good. I mean, they have a lot of good... It's good. It's a good general experience, and, you know, whenever I go, I mean, the drive-thru is, like, top-notch.
I think my favorite thing, though, is the holiday season, they have a peppermint milkshake.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I know. My wife, she's big into the peppermint. She likes the, you ever had the peppermint Tootsie Roll Pops? You can only really buy them during the holiday season and, like, online. And, like, one Christmas, I bought, like, 4 bags of them.
Right.
And the one year that I did that, I had bought all the bags, but I took one sucker, wrapped it, and I kept wrapping it in a bunch of different boxes. So when she got to the bottom, it was just one sucker. But I was like, I still have a lot of suckers for you. I just wanted you to go through the motions of unwrapping all of these boxes. I think she did that to me once, so I had to do it back.
Oh, he's a good torturer.
It is. All right, Dayton. Looks like Dayton Christian recently received $500,000 from the McAfee Foundation for Children and Youth in a match gift to build a full-size athletic field at Dayton Christian's Miamisburg campus. This field is part of the $4 million multipurpose center at Dayton Christian. We talked about that a little bit, so it looks like they got some matching funds for that.
That's from the McAfee guy?
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the McAfee software antivirus.
That's
probably
that air conditioning
McAfee. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought he sold his business.
I feel like we talked about that.
Yeah, I think he did.
It's somebody... the McAfee Foundation.
Oh, okay. So
it's probably not associated with it. Yeah. Probably some non-for-profit.
Gotcha.
More school news. Dayton Public Schools Friday announced the Franklin County Court granted its request for an extended preliminary injunction. You want to guess what they ruled on?
School buses.
That will allow the district to continue purchasing RTA bus passes for students. David Lawrence, the district superintendent, said the new ruling allows the district to continue providing bus passes for the entire year through 2026. The case is scheduled to resume in court September 2026. So we'll see. It may not be the last thing we hear about that. All right, on to some downtown, well, not just downtown. Amid a decade-long high in the number of unsheltered individuals, Dayton is grappling with an increase in homeless encampments and the complex issues surrounding them. And I think this is a lot of cities, unfortunately, around the U.S. While the city clears encampments like the recent one at McIntosh Park, citing health and safety complaints from neighborhoods, many unsheltered individuals, I know they... Anyways, choose not to use traditional shelters. They said the encampments offer a sense of family, community, and freedom that is absent in these crowded shelters, which often have restricted rules and cannot accommodate partners or pets. Homeless advocates are calling on the city to reform its approach to clearing these camps, arguing that sweeps can be traumatic and cause people to lose vital documents and contact with service providers, prolonging their homelessness. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
That, you know, what is the right, wrong way to do any of that? I don't know.
We got plenty of junkyards out there where they could be sleeping in a car.
Yeah.
And that would help out a little bit.
Yeah.
But kind of hard to sell those parts afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's crappy parts. I know there's somewhere jokes in there somewhere.
There's jokes in there. I don't know. Can't find it. As part of its ongoing headquarters relocation from Dayton to Charlotte, North Carolina, PSA Airlines is laying off 157 Dayton-based employees. Additional waves of layoffs are scheduled to continue through early 27. So,
but they've got the opportunity to go down there from what I heard on the news.
Well, that's good.
Otherwise, they just take the layoff.
Yeah.
So, depends if they want to move or not. They're not out of job.
Yeah, continuing on with the moves, CareSource expands to New York market with affiliation. The Dayton-based health insurancer has received regulatory approval to acquire ElderServe Health, Inc., a managed care organization serving New York City as well as Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk counties. Those are all New York. So.
Right.
I like this next one. I'll tell you why at the end. In Dayton, the University of Dayton Research Institute was awarded a $43.9 million cost-plus fixed-fee contract for what the DOD said was hybrid AI and autonomy research and development considered operational, relevant, and explainable, otherwise known as hardcore, with two A's.
Right.
I'm like, God, that's insane. But basically, they're going to be doing some research and development for the DOD. Money, money, money. Inglewood. Looks like police has reported $10,000 has been returned to an Inglewood man after a scammer poses as his son. On Friday, the 86-year-old Inglewood man received a call from an unknown person claiming to be his son and asking for $10,000 to get him out of jail.
Headline, who's your daddy?
And it's $10 worth, yeah. $10,000 worth. That's a pretty common scam, though, so be careful.
Right.
Calling grandpa, it's like, hey, it's Johnny. Social media didn't take much to figure out the
name. Just say yes is all you got to do. Yeah. They got you.
It's the new Nigerian scam. Huber Heights looks like Wayne High School honors military alumni with the Wall of Honor, honoring its students who serve in the U.S. military. I saw a picture of it. It's pretty cool.
Where's it at? Cloud Park?
No, I think it's in the school.
Oh, it's in the school?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like a big, imagine like a floor to ceiling plaque with just names and stuff. Yeah. All right, moving into Kettering. The city of Dayton has begun construction on a $14 million renovation expansion of Kettering Field. The goal is to transform the facility into a premier regional sports complex capable of attracting tournaments. I think I talked about this before. The first phase is currently underway and expected to take a year, converting the main baseball softball diamonds to turf infields, upgrading the lighting, expanding the parking. Future plans call for more improvements to the fields, pickleball and tennis courts, and seating. Parks will be closed during construction.
Pickleball is a big thing, obviously.
I know. I still haven't done it yet, but I want to. It's not that I don't. It's just, I don't know. I got to take time out of the for the podcast.
You can get to it eventually. If not,
maybe we'll just do a podcast on the pickleball floor.
Right. You get to that age where you actually should be playing pickleball.
There you go. Don't move. Dayton Kettering. What?
Comes vegetable ball, basically.
Oh, my gosh. Dayton Kettering manufacturer DRT Holdings, the company whose founder invented the can pop top, is partnering with the Atlanta-based aluminum recycler Novelis. The goal of this partnership is to speed up the adoption of high recycled content alloys to create a uni-alloy beverage can. This would allow the can end or top to be made from the same material as the can body, enabling the cans to be made up to 99% recycled content, making it a little easier.
A lot of cans.
Yeah. It's only 97%. I don't know. They didn't give it. I mean, the side of a can, you know.
Right. Like,
probably like 80-20.
Sounds like a meat product.
Yeah, there you go. Creative Impressions, a family-owned commercial printing business, is celebrating 50 years in Kettering. The founders, Denny and Linda Carter, started the business.
Like Wonder Woman?
Probably.
That's Linda Carter.
Specializing in design and full-service custom printing. In a spare room of their Kettering home in 1975. Since 2000, they have been joined by their two sons, Ed and Ben, who also embody the company's core values of quality, service, and integrity. So for your special full-service custom printing needs, go to Creative Impressions. They are not a sponsor of this podcast.
Doesn't even probably tell you where they are.
They're in Kettering.
Where?
I don't know. Just search Creative Impressions. They'll pop up.
Right.
So, like, if I go to Google, Creative Impressions Dayton, they are currently located at 4611 Gateway Circle in Dayton.
Dayton. But it's Kettering.
Now we all know. Oh, well, you know, you can have a Kettering address, but a Dayton zip code. I give up trying to figure out.
I understand that one.
All right, Miamisburg, they have completed a nearly $10.3 million transformation of Sycamore Trails Park. Man, they're all about upgrading these parks. Overhauling the 75-acre facility at Mau Road. The massive renovation, the park's first major since 1995, includes two new playgrounds, a rebuilt fishing pond, redesigned disc golf course, and new sports courts with basketball.
Yay.
And
pickleball
and tennis courts. Additional upgrades include new shelters, more parking, nearly 2 miles of paved trails, and an adult fitness area. Is that where the old people work out?
Right.
When you say adult fitness area, that's probably what that means.
No kids allowed.
The city, not that adult. The city will celebrate the project's completion with a grand opening this Saturday. featuring tours, tournaments, and food trucks. Nice. All right. Also in Miamisburg, what?
What kind of tour can you have at a park? Other than just walking around looking at everything.
It's 75 acres.
They have golf carts.
This is a walking tour.
Right.
Star City Brewing in Miamisburg is for sale. This decision wasn't made lightly. It is looking for a new owner to take the brewery to the next level while keeping the community at its core. The owner said, I've loved owning Star City Brewing, but I've considered stepping back for some time to focus on new opportunities and let someone else take the reins. They had taken over this brewery in 2013 with their brother Brian and longtime friend Brian.
Brian and Brian?
Yeah, I guess so. Justin,
or is it
Brian,
Brain?
And Brian.
Brian and Brain.
Yeah. Brains. Is that what the zombies say when they come get you?
As soon as they win this lottery, I'll be buying that, just so you know.
Okay. Do it. Hey, how high is it now?
Nobody won, from my understanding, so it's even more this Saturday.
Yeah, it's funny. I started picking up watching The Simpsons again. Like I've never gone through it.
Did you get the winning numbers from The Simpsons?
I'm at like season 3 or 4, and that was one of the recent episodes I just watched where it's like he had all the right numbers, but he didn't put them in this time or whatever. I don't know. It's just like, no. It's kind of funny.
Didn't they figure?
Oakwood.
Who killed Kenny? Basically, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Oakwood Schools is pivoting its recently approved facilities plan after receiving unexpected news from the state. Although voters passed a $40 million bond issue in May, primarily to renovate Harmon and Smith Elementary Schools, the district has not yet issued those bonds. This is because the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission has informed the district it will be eligible in 2026, 5 years early, to receive 29% state share of eligible project costs. A lot of words, not quite sure I understand, but the district is now re-evaluating the project scope and exploring the possibility of using state funds.
Or they could just show up with cans of Bondo.
Yeah.
Those are just as good as bonds.
They say they want new windows, flooring, and furniture sooner than originally
planned. I don't want that here at my house. I mean, I'm getting that.
We all want a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't even need to be $40 million. It could just be, you know, half of a percent.
Exactly.
Springboro looks like they had an earthquake. It was reported Sunday morning. It had a magnitude of 2.46, depth of 12 kilometers. Looks like the USGS has not received any reports that the residents felt it, though. So, interesting.
It'd be a big fart, for all you know.
Yeah. You imagine that being on a Richter scale? Yeah. In Troy, Commio America, which is a subsidiary of Honda Logistics, has started construction on a massive new parts distribution warehouse. The 500,000-square-foot facility, which is massive, located near the company's current operations on Commerce Center Boulevard, is expected to create 160 new jobs and add over $7 million in new payroll. Looks like a ribbon-cutting ceremony is supposed to take as early as January 2026. Waynesville, there's a restaurant still on the market, Village Family Restaurant. It is now available for lease, and they're still looking for a new owner after being on the market for more than 2 years now.
Wow. They probably want too much.
Nah, I can't remember. I don't remember. They said the lease amount was like $4,600 a month or something. I don't know, man. I guess in business terms, that's not much. In house terms.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot.
All right, and then lastly, West Carrollton names new police chief with more than 2 decades of service in the city. David Wessling assumes the role following years of leadership within the department.
Congratulations.
And that's all I got for news. All right.
Come back to the Richter scale. I had a funny moment the other day.
Tell me.
Telling my wife about it. So I'm sleeping in my chair, and I have some really bad gas.
Okay.
And I fart really bad. But I'm like really so deep in sleep that it was loud enough to make me convinced that my cell phone alarm was going off.
Oh, man.
So I go to reach over for the phone and I realize that I still should be sleeping. But no. Yeah, it was loud. It was just one of those moments.
I've woken myself up before. My wife has woken.
But was you so convinced that was your alarm going off?
That's funny. You should. You know what? pull a prank on someone is to change their alarm sound to just a bunch of like fart sounds. Who is doing that?
Yeah. Yep. I have a funny story later on. I'll tell you about something I happened to work with.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some facts. I don't have a ton today.
That's a fact, Jack.
On September the 7th, 1908, Paul Brown. You know anything about him?
He's the guy who had a Bengals stadium, but was from Cleveland, correct?
Something like that.
Yeah, so he made the Bengals stadium, and then he said, no, I'm taking my team up north.
Something around that.
I don't know.
Yeah, he has his hand involved in both. American NFL Hall of Fame coach for the, I think he was Browns and Bengals.
But isn't he in like Baltimore also? At one time, where he took all his team from Cleveland.
You're asking me questions. I don't know.
I don't know sports.
I'll look up his Wikipedia.
That's Fred. Fred would know. He's a Browns fan.
September 9th, 1966, Lyndon B. Johnson visits Dayton and gives a speech at the airport on landing. I mean, they're pulling for a fact on that day.
Right.
Kind of like this next one, but nah, I think this is interesting. So on, let me find it. I had it. What is the day? The 4th? Okay. Mm-hmm. On September 4th.
9-5, which is like 9 to 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing that song?
I'm not working tomorrow.
9 to 5. Okay. You're not working tomorrow? I am.
You can sing it.
September 4th, 1890. Governor, Civil War hero Edward F. Noyes dies. Ever heard of him?
No.
Yeah, me neither, but I want to talk about him. On this day, the state's 30th governor and former U.S. ambassador to France dies at 57. That's young. Super young.
Yeah.
I don't want to be dying then. He graduated from Cincinnati Law School in 1858. At the outbreak of the Civil War in 61, he turned his law office into a recruitment center and helped organize the 39th Ohio Volunteer Infantry. Commissioned as a major, he was promoted to colonel in 1862. He took part in numerous battles, including Iuka and Corinth, Mississippi. On July 4th, 1864, Noyes was wounded in the left ankle while leading an assault on a Confederate position near Ruff's Mills, Georgia. An Army surgeon amputated part of his leg. He returned to Cincinnati to recover, but more of his left leg had to be amputated due to complications. I can't imagine, you know, during that time frame, death could be easily anything, you know, damage on your body if they don't have any way to.
So you're going to tell me you open up an IHOP somewhere?
No, not really.
Okay.
On April 22nd, 1865, he resigned from the Army Commission to become a city solicitor of Cincinnati. The next year, he was elected probate judge for Hamilton County, and then he was elected in 71, defeating Democrat George McCook of Steubenville, who had also been a colonel in the Civil War. So that's pretty wild to kind of see, you know, their next trajectory after the war. At the Republican National Convention in 1876, he nominated Ruther B. Hayes of Ohio for the presidency. After Hayes was elected, he appointed Noyes U.S. ambassador to France. He was elected a judge of Cincinnati Supreme Court in 1889, a position he held until his death.
Wild.
He was all over the place.
Yeah, bits and pieces here and there.
And everywhere. All right, let's talk about some days of the year. And today we are going to start on Friday the 5th, since we already probably did Thursday. So tomorrow, on your day off, sir, you have National Lazy Moms Day.
Hey, that's me.
National Cheesy Pizza Day.
I like cheesy pizza.
You don't like cheesy pizza?
I do love it. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Cheese, did an extra cheese?
Yeah.
Would you like an extra topping on that? Yes.
Put some more
cheese.
Yeah, cheese, more cheese, please.
Do you have any other kinds of cheese you can put on there? Can you go to the Kroger store?
Cheese me, man.
International Day of Charity. You can give me some of that cheese that you're going to get for us. speaking of, it's also National Cellulite Day. You know what cellulite is?
That's a fat joke, right?
It's just fat.
Right.
It's another word for fat.
Right.
And this person has, like, their leg kind of sideways, and they're making a heart on their fat, I guess. Okay.
They love their fat.
Apparently. National Be Late for Something Day.
I can do that, as long as I'm not late to the funeral.
Can you show up to work that way and be like,
hey,
I'm just celebrating.
Late. Yeah. But now you'll get points for it.
Yeah, probably. It's also Bring Your Manners to Work Day. This sounds conflicting. I want to be late, but I also want to have good manners.
Right. Daggone it, I'm late. It'd be polite about it.
Yeah. National Shrink Day. Not the shrink, you know, shrink. But
so it's a short thing? Or
no, it's like, I'm going to sit here and talk to you about your problems.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're going to hear for a while.
All right. World
Salmonella?
Samosa Day.
Samosa.
I was trying to say Sammy Sosa.
Isn't that a Girl Scout cookie?
No.
That's a Samoa.
That's a Samoa.
Yeah, wrong.
Samosa is a delicious stuffed spiced fried appetizer known as Samosa Yourself, or it's an Indian food.
Okay. I wouldn't eat it then.
I would. I enjoy it. Saturday.
Ice cream.
Is it?
It says Coffee Ice Cream Day.
Ooh, Coffee Ice Cream Day. Okay. It's also International Bacon Day.
Did we just have Bacon Day?
But this is probably, this is International Bacon Day.
Oh, so there's an International Bacon?
I guess. It's also Read a Book Day, World Beer Day.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Get ready for Santa.
Yeah, you got to be ready.
Yep.
National Colorblind Awareness Day.
I know a few people like that.
I think all men can't really look at
he's
colors.
One of them that just walked out the door.
Yeah.
Can't see green.
Yeah. I can't see certain shades of red and orange, or at least that's what my wife says.
My brother-in-law, I think, is the red, where he can't see the reds.
Yeah. It's also Vulture Awareness Day on Saturday.
Oh. I saw a crow today, not totally 180 on that. He was in the parking lot as I was waiting outside for somebody.
Yeah.
Big. I didn't realize those birds were that huge.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty large. It's hard to tell when they're up in the sky. You know?
Yeah.
Fight Procrastination Day on Saturday.
Yeah, think about it.
Mm. All right, Sunday. National Beer Lovers Day. Woo! Beer's okay.
Root beer is the only thing I'll have.
Yeah. It just says beer.
Yeah, counts, right?
From lagers to IPAs and more. So we'll put that in more.
Maybe the root beer stand will have a sale on it.
It should. I mean, I'm telling you, if I had a business, I'd be checking these sites out.
Yep.
Promoting the heck out of it.
Absolutely.
National Salami Day.
There's a quagmire joke in there.
Yeah.
Giggity giggity.
National Buy a Book Day.
Who does that anymore? Everything's online.
I usually do digital books myself. Yeah. Or if I'm at a thrift store or the Goodwill outlet, I'll pick up music books.
Right.
It's Superhuman Day.
So, Superman Day?
Sort of. Let me read this. Learn more about the superhumans of the Paralympic Games and beyond through the documentary We're the Superhumans.
That sounds like crap.
Yep, they made it up. It's National Pet Rock Day, though.
Yeah, my mom had one of those.
Yeah. Neither Snow Nor Rain Day.
That's basically for Sunday?
Yeah.
You got Grandparents Day?
I got Grandma Moses Day.
Oh, that's close enough.
International Day of Police Cooperation. I'm only cooperating because it's Sunday.
Right.
So.
No beat downs today.
National Pastor Spouse Day. Wow.
She gets her own day, too.
Yeah. There's a lot on Sunday. International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies. Oh, there it is. Grandparents.
Yeah, here's your grandparents.
There you go. Are they, like, in a car?
I can't see what you...
They're, like, in a car. Like, they're on the wrong side of...
They're on the wrong side of the car.
Right.
And I don't know. Whatever. It's definitely a photo op.
Insert kid here.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So let's go to Monday. Let's see. It is Star Trek Day. Is there something special about September 8th in Star Trek?
I don't know. Not a big fan of Star Trek.
I like it. I mean, I definitely did not catch up. I want to one day to catch up on everything.
There's just too many different types of stuff, storylines, and
yeah, there is. The movies were pretty good, the ones I watched.
I did like the movies that I remember. Everybody likes the Wrath of Khan, basically.
Yeah. It is also National Ampersand Day. You know what an ampersand is?
No.
Have you ever seen the and symbol? Like P and G?
Yeah.
Or that symbol is an ampersand.
Okay.
I won't charge you for that knowledge.
I feel lucky.
National Boss Employee Exchange Day.
What?
Swap roles with your boss or employees if you're the boss and gain some perspective on how to make everyone's life better through work-life balance.
That's like a little role play going on there.
I'm going to send that to my boss.
I don't think that's going to work out. You're fired.
Also, it's Pardon Day. Be polite. Make sure you say pardon or excuse me.
I do that all the time anyway. Get the hell out of the way.
International Literacy Day. Nothing. Actors Day.
So they wouldn't be reading this then, basically.
No, probably not. Or they're literate, not illiterate.
Oh, okay.
They may be able to. Tuesday, National Teddy Bear Day. That's some weird looking teddy bears on this picture. Bears. Ooh.
You know who did the teddy bear?
Huh?
There was a guy who created it. Yeah, I think it was one of the presidents.
It's not Teddy Roosevelt, was it?
Actually, it might have been.
Yep, it was. This was written in 1907, shortly after Teddy Bear's... it's from a song, Teddy Bear's Picnic. First manufactured in Europe and America, the American toy bears were named Teddy in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt, who had refused to shoot a small captured bear on a hunting trip. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Some
say he was unbearable.
Many teddy bears have become famous over the years, including Paddington Bear, Rupert Bear, Pudsey Bear, and of course...
Berenstain Bears?
Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Oh, but that was a great guess, actually.
I would have went with that.
It didn't make the list.
Losers.
All right, let's go on. What is that? Care Bears Share Your Care Day. How did I miss that?
That's another bear.
It is. It's also International Sudoku Day, National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big sausage, right?
Yeah. Wonderful Weirdos Day.
Oh, I fit in with that.
Dress weird, listen to weird music, watch weird movies, and eat weird food to break the monotony of life.
Play Weird Al.
There you go. I heard a like a short interview on him. He seems like a pretty stand-up dude.
I said normal, very intelligent guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seemed like it.
Yeah.
And very, very kind and very just genuine.
Tragedy what happened to his parents, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got murdered.
It sucks. I mean, you know, a lot of times that happens. They just go the complete opposite of their tragedy.
That's the same happened with Michael Jordan, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was some some controversy maybe around that part that never was like.
Pay your bills, people.
Yeah. Falsely Accused Day, speaking of which, it's also on Tuesday. International Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders Awareness Day.
A mouthful right there.
It is. International Buy a Priest a Beer Day.
That's for Wednesday, right?
I don't want to make you sin. No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
International Box Wine Day also.
You take that when you go to confession.
Here you go.
You're going to need this. I got a long story.
It's also National When Pigs Fly Day. It's a guy holding a little piglet with a unicorn, like, what is those, the hair women wear. The hair, it's like a...
A wig?
No, it's like a...
A wig.
A semicircle, a U shape, and they just use it to hold their hair back. What is that called? A
clip?
Probably, but it's got like a unicorn on. I don't understand. Gotcha. The picture.
So while you're in Cincinnati this weekend doing your stuff, look at all the pigs down there with wings.
Yeah?
There's a lot of statues and stuff down there.
I'll have to check it. Check it.
Because it used to be a big slaughtering house.
Really?
Yeah. Cincinnati was known for that. Then they have that big run down there, which is the pigs flying.
Oh, yeah.
5K or something run.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to Wednesday. National Swap Ideas, National TV Dinner Day.
I do like a good TV dinner.
Yeah, can't go wrong there. National Anti-Junk Light Day.
No idea what the hell that even is.
Yeah, something to do with your phone. I don't know. Junk light, like fake lights, maybe? I don't know. National Quiet Day. Also, it's World Suicide Prevention Day.
So, too bad you weren't doing a podcast that day. You could start it off and just be quiet the rest of the time.
And that's our show.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
You heard that, right?
Today's National Quiet Day.
Chef Appreciation Week. That's it. There ain't much on Wednesday. Blah. Thursday. What do you think is on Thursday?
Make your bed day.
It is. Are you okay day?
Patriot Day?
Crash
and Burn Day.
It is Patriot Day. Honor those who died in September 11th.
Oh, so it is Crash and Burn Day.
Mm-hmm. Remembrance of Crash and Burn
Day. Gotcha. Rubble.
National School Picture Day.
Order a flight of beer day.
It's also September. Too soon. What if you like went in and were like emphasizing every single word that related to is like, I would like a flight.
Yeah. Can I get that plane?
Do they come in a pack of 11?
Right.
Obviously, we're not making fun of the situation that happened, but we are making jokes.
Sometimes humor is the best medicine.
It is. Honestly, that's how I approach life. If I don't laugh, I don't survive.
If not, I would never got married.
It's also National Hot Cross Bun Day.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. National Sup Day.
What's up? That what you're talking about?
I don't know if it's actually that. It's just SUP in bold. Gliding on water, paddleboarding merges tranquility and fitness. Oh, it stands for
so it's like stand up
paddleboarding.
Yeah, boring.
Sup. Your joke was funnier. Sup. Sup.
Someone day. Walk around and be like, what's up? All day
it's
long.
Sup day. And then, like, at the end of the day, someone corrects you. Do you know that stands for stand up paddleboarding?
Right.
Sup. Walk out.
Yo, want to go do some sup?
All right. That's it for that.
Cool. Let's
talk about some events coming up. And what kind of events do you think there are this weekend?
Festivals.
There are festivals out the wazoo. Let's see if we can get through them. On Friday, let's start with Friday. We're going to start with some fairs, festivals, and some recurring events. Looks like that the play that goes wrong still going on at La Comedia.
I thought you were going to say Matilda, because that one's been
too
on.
Soon. Yeah. Looks like I'm just going to list off a bunch of these. So we got the Highland County Fair wrapping up, Hardin County Fair wrapping up, the Wim Diddle Music Festival.
Sup?
Kicking off. Well, kicked off on today, I think. Clinton County Corn Festival kicking off. Dayton Greek Festival kicking off. The Italian Fall Festa kicking off. Ohio River Sternwheel Festival in Marietta. Mary Berry Market at Walnut Hills Farm. Springboro Oktoberfest. The Vandalia Oktoberfest. And the Lantern Fest in the Countryside Park. All right.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry.
I had the same thing.
It was just coming out both ends. Here we go. It looks like
I'll smell that one later.
Some repeats or some new ones. We got some corn mazes. The Calvin's Corny Maze at Young's Jersey Dairy. God, I can never say that proper. It's Young's Dairy. But that looks like that. A lot of these mazes go on through, I think, all the way till November. So I'm not going to mention them.
Till harvest season, basically.
Yeah. I'll mention them every week, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them. Thomas Maze at the Germantown, Liberty Road.
Is there an amazing maze?
I don't think so, but they should.
They should.
There is a maze, M-A-I-Z-E,
oh.
But they're getting close. Cruising at the Rip Rap. It looks like trivia at Miami Valley Sports Bar. We are still on Friday, by the way.
Looks like my father unlocked himself out.
You're fine. Dayton Dragons looks like they're playing against Lansing. Dad's Place, a farce at the Loft Theater. Looks like social vintage dancing Friday nights at 1400 East 5th Street. Raisin in the Sun at Dayton Theater Guild. Looks like Parade at Beaver Creek Community Theater and the Addams Family at Dayton Playhouse. All right, on Saturday, we have quite the plethora of things. All those festivals I mentioned earlier, looks like a lot of them are continuing on. Looks like the Beaver Creek Popcorn Festival kicking off. Ohio Renaissance Festival, obviously, that's all every weekend until, I think, end of October, until it's over. Couldn't hear Jamie, but he's cracking jokes off mic. Looks like Farmsville Farm Day is kicking off. Ohio Fish and Shrimp Festival in Urbana kicking off.
Urbana.
Whatever. Pony Wagon Days in St. Paris.
I wonder if it stinks up there.
Probably. Versailles Music Fest. Can you guess where that's at?
Versailles.
Is it really Versailles?
Yeah.
It's not Versailles.
It's not Versailles either.
It's not Versailles.
It's Versailles.
Versailles isn't Versailles. All right. A music summer band series at the Dayton Beer Company kicking off. I think it's in the evening. A lot of farmers markets, Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh, Greene County, Troy, Oakwood, the Heights, Huber Heights, by the way, New Carlisle Farmers Market. I think that's it. And then also on Saturday, we have Apple Days Festival, I think, or Apple Days something at Hidden Valley Orchids. Orchards. God, I can never say that word right. I think they had some specials going on. That's probably what that's all about. Those mazes I mentioned, Zion Lutheran's Community Festival at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. Miami Valley Collab Craft Beer Festival at Loose Ends Brewing in Centerville. Looks like VFW's got the Tenderloin Sandwich. I don't know if I want to mention those every time anymore. They got some food every Friday over there at the VFW. All right. On Sunday, things kind of drop off a little bit. No, they're still going on, a lot of those festivals. Looks like the Jim and Dan Comic and Toy Show kicking off in Dayton. That might be fun.
Yeah.
10 to 4 looks like that one is.
I think I'm still broke. Can't go.
You can still go look. Look, the Skinner Pipe Organ Concert at the Dayton Art Institute. I think that's every Sunday. What?
Sorry, my mom went straight to the gutter with that.
Skinner pipe. It's not skinny pipe. It's a Skinner pipe.
That's like the skin flute.
It probably doesn't even matter. Vinyl Sunday at the Barrow House. Dayton Poetry Slam. Wacha! At the Yellow Cab. And then Sunday Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrow. Monday, Boot Camp Fitness Class at Riverscape. Free
Goat
Yoga.
With, yoga.
Yeah. Nope, it's free yoga with Alicia at Riverscape. Trivia at the Green, which is it's at the pub at the Green. Trivia night at Warped Wing Barrel Room. Beginner square dance lessons at Michael Solomon Pavilion. And then Monday Night Laughs at Oregon Express. On Tuesday, we got free yoga at Tip City Library. Cloud Park Food Truck Rally in Huber Heights. Second Tuesday open music stage at the Hidden Gem Music Club. Trivia night in Piqua. Karaoke every Tuesday with Zane at the Yellow Cab. Progressive Euchre Tournament. Still got to check that out. Star City Brewing Company. Trivia nights at Wings Sports Bar. Trivia Sharks Tuesday at Mr. Borrow's Tavern. Trivia Tuesdays at the Dayton Beer Company. Tuesdays are trivia days, apparently. And then karaoke night at the Barrel House.
Do you know which day is trivia day?
Tuesday.
Hey, you win.
Not everyone. Oh, I see. Ah, you're giving me trivia. Ah, okay.
See,
okay,
you see what
okay,
I did
okay,
there.
Okay. On Wednesday, Miamisburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Farmers Market, Fairborn Farmers Market. We got Sip and Stitch at Full Circle Brew Garden.
So you can get drunk and sew yourself together.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's real smart.
Keep that in there. Boot camp, fitness class, and swerk. Fitness class at Mike Riverscape.
You say squirk or twerk?
Swerk.
Okay.
Swerk. Trivia night at Ailmatic. Puzzle feud at the DBC. Open mic night at Leaf and Vine. And then on Thursday, Delphos Canal Days. Not sure exactly what that is, but if you're there, you might know. Fort Ancient Restored Machinery Club Show in Morrow, Ohio. Piqua Farmers Market, Lebanon Farmers Market, Inglewood Market, and then music trivia and bingo at Riverscape, karaoke Thursdays at DBC, open mic night at Dunaway's, open mic Thursday at the Barrel House, trivia fun trivia at Bach Family Brewing, and music bingo at the Trolley Stop. Skidoom. All right, moving on to live music and the rest of everything else. On Friday, we got the Front Street's 60th Anniversary Bash. Date Music Fest kicking off. That'll be fun. I think we're going to check out some of those, some bands down at the Oregon District area.
What day is that?
Tomorrow and Saturday. Yeah.
I know the Menus are playing.
Yeah, I think they're on here somewhere.
Yeah. At the Austin Landing on Friday.
Yeah. Pride Night at Kings Island.
They still open?
The Pride Night or the Kings Island?
Kings Island. Well, depends on the opening.
yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought they were closed until the fall stuff kicks in.
Maybe.
Haunted stuff.
It might just be this one event.
It's a special event.
Yeah. Party at the Landing with the Venues. You just mentioned that. In Austin Landing. Live music. Community night concert at Corner. It's in Tip City. BFW Chicken Dinner. I'm getting hungry now. Amanda Livingston and Troy at the Dunaways. Sean Nose of Nor'easter at Bach Family Brewing. The Levitt's got the Miller and Other Sinners with Nikki D at the Levitt. Live music, Zach Attack at the Lock Nine Park. Ooh, Tom Segura is performing at the Schuster Center.
I don't know who that is.
And is a comedian.
Oh.
Ben and Pete at James on the Main. Reese Murray. Murray? No.
Close enough.
Yeah. At Phone Booth Lounge.
M Guy.
Cody Collins Acoustic at Courtyard Lounge. Denim Deluxe at Good Time Charlie's. And After Hours at Scene 75.
Denim Deluxe.
Denim. Probably a big guy.
It's a gay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know what? You know what kind of jeans that Mario wears?
I'm assuming it has to do with denim.
I just did the joke. Yeah. Denim. I don't think it's the exact joke.
You know what happens when Pink Panther steps on an ant?
Mm-mm.
Dead ant.
You know, I've heard that before. I think you've told me that before. I just forgot. Saturday. Champaign County Flea Market kicking off in Urbana. I'm going to do a neutral vowel.
It's at U-Town.
Englewood's got Parkinson's Awareness Walk and also the history of the Englewood Dam.
A lot of shaking going on there.
Mm-hmm. In Troy, they got Zip and Climb Adventure. Greenville has the Classic Car Show. Far Hills Avenue has the Ferrari Car Show and Cruisin'. Springboro has the Bear Hair 5K. I don't know what that means.
Kind of afraid to ask.
They're naked.
Right.
Bear hair.
Bunch of Chewbacca people running around.
Dayton Metro Library has a Stories and Slices, so I think you can get some free cake and a story. I don't know. VFW and Tenderloin Sandwich. Well, I got to get this VFW. They keep popping up and making me hungry. Minster has Seafood Boil. Jess Jones is playing at the Bach Family Brewing. Lee Gant and Band at Troy at Dunaway's. Levitt's got the Grupo Fuego. Victoria Theater's got Mark Normand. I am going to that. I cannot wait. James on the Main, Heath Bowling. The Rose Music Center has Bonnie Raitt in Huber Heights. It's kind of redundant saying Huber Heights. Tip City has Peyton Sampson. Counting Skeletons playing at Phone Booth Lounge, Green Dayton, Red Hot Cincy Peppers, Geezer. All three are playing at the Hidden Gem Music Club. The Ashley Page Band at the Barrel and Premonition at Courtyard Lounge.
I have a premonition. I will not be there.
Premonition. You will not be there. Nice. Sunday, not much. Youth Fishing Derby, fresh mozzarella class, if you want to learn. It's only 128.
That's in a fishing derby?
No. Those are two different ones.
Okay, because that ran together.
They did. Young Fishing Derbies at the Stillwater Prairie Reserve in Covington.
Orchard Hookers.
And then Fresh Mozzarella Class is at the Grist in downtown Dayton.
That's on the cheese day, probably.
It's $128 class.
What?
So, yeah. You
want to learn how to make a
cheese stick?
What?
There's probably a little bit more than that, but, you know.
Sup?
Taste it. Sup, mozzarella class.
There'd be a big cheese stick. That's all I can say.
It's going to be a large one. All right. Heath Bowling at Good Time Charlie's, the GSMO band with MK and the Ultras at Hidden Gem Music Club, and the Beach Boys
Woo-hoo!
At Fray's Pavilion.
And minus the one guy that passed away this year.
Yeah, poor thing. On Monday, scotch and cigar night on the patio at Trolley Stop. That's it. On Tuesday, we got September Blue Streak Bike Time Trial at the WPAFB. Free yoga at Tip City Library. How many times are they going to do that? I'll probably mention that on a different one. Then we got the Curio Trivia Tuesday at Courthouse Square from 12 to 1. And then Trivia Night in Piqua. Now, the Trivia Night, I got to get those on a different list. And then Cox Summer Tram Tours at the Arboretum. Oh, gosh. It's just funny. It's just a funny phrase. All right. And then on Wednesday, Curio Zen's Day with Frank Calzada. Can't even say that right. Courthouse Square. Live music with Danny Voris at Whispery's Speakeasy. Chevelle is going to be playing at Riverbend Music Center. That'd be fun.
I only know like one song from them.
Yeah.
I don't even
I'm trying to think of
is.
The songs, how they go.
Something about red.
Now saturate.
They sing Turning Red or something.
Here's the clincher.
I have no idea.
Every time I go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah. And hold one in right now.
Trivia night at Elmatic and karaoke night at the Brick Tap and Tavern. All right. Thursday, last but not least, we got Curio Unplugged Thursday with Tori Lee, 12 to 2 p.m. And then Pulling It, an improv comedy show at Bricky's Comedy Club, September 11th. Boom. That's it.
Yay. Comedy.
Got anything else?
There's like Battle of the Bands at Wayne High School on Saturday.
Ooh.
Your little high school marching bands that come into town. Wish them good luck.
Those are always fun.
Safe travels. Me and the wife will possibly be out with the Bluey costume. So
nice.
A little bit of charity work there.
Yeah, I know you guys like that a lot.
And then we got to get our groceries in.
Yeah, you got to do the groceries. You don't have groceries, you don't eat.
That's about all I know. I got to start getting stuff ready for Halloween around here, too.
Yeah.
We started a little bit, but nothing outside.
I see all these booze around.
Yeah, there's booze everywhere.
I'll have to show a few pictures if you don't mind.
Yep.
I'll put them in the podcast.
It's kind of bougie.
Yeah. It's funny. My friend got that shirt because it's like bougie.
You know, next time you come in, there'll be even more, so.
Oh, gosh.
There's a ghost thing going on.
Yeah.
Looks kind of crazy. Very haunting.
Yeah. Is it? I hope so.
Yeah, there's boobies everywhere.
For me, Saturday I got a Oktoberfest gig in Cincinnati. Where's that going to be at? The Beach Acres Park. And I also going to see Mark Normand on Saturday. Sunday. Bengals play the Browns.
Who are you rooting for?
The Bengals?
Okay, I'm just asking.
It's a war for Ohio.
Oh. Already?
That's what they say.
Hey, you know the Dragons are on a winning streak.
Oh, yeah?
They won 15 in a row,
ooh.
I think. They broke their record.
We should throw them a pizza party.
Yeah, we should send them some soup. If they win tonight, they'll still be continuing the record.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you should go down and check them out.
I should.
Not going to happen.
One day.
Yeah, drive by and do a drive by honking.
Are you winning? You're doing great.
Go Dragons. Soup.
Stay classy.
Soup.
All right. Anything else?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us, you know, back and forth, being silly. We are a value for value podcast, meaning we don't make you subscribe to any Patreons or hide behind any paywalls to hear our content. We just give it all to you. And if you get any value out of it, think about giving us some time, talent, and treasure. Give us some money. Give us some artwork. Give us some feedback. Tell us what you want.
Some cheese pizza.
Some cheese pizza. Extra cheese. Extra triple cheese. If you have any comments or any, you can just drop us a line at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Or just tell us we suck at work.
You guys are great. They suck.
They suck, really. Sup?
All righty, James. Another one's in the can.
I think you got your headline.
I see it.
Sup.
Take care, James.
Later.